Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. A shout-out to everyone who sends me their stories. A shout-out to my patrons and my channel members. If you're new to the site, make sure you subscribe, smash that thumbs up, and spread me like butter. Good afternoon, Zach. Like you, I'm also a YouTuber, but I don't tell scary stories. I run a bushcraft YouTube channel, which I build shelters and log cabins in the woods, and I record the whole process. I listen to your channel quite often, and that's why I'm submitting this to you now. I won't disclose the name of my channel because a lot of you probably might know who I am. I'm located in British Columbia, Canada, which is on the western portion of the country. I fancy that's enough information about me. Now, let me tell you what happened. I was planning on staying out in the woods in this open property where I had permission to build some things. I was going to stay out there for 2 nights and build this one-person-sized shelter made out of logs. The first day of building and recording went as normal as usual. I had the basic framing done around the shelter with a tarp over the roof. That would be suffice for the first night, as long as a good fire was roaring, as this happened in the month of November and it was already quite cold. On the second day, I remember I set up my tripod and I was recording myself cutting some things for the roof. This happened in the late afternoon. The sun was still out, it wasn't dark. I heard the howling in the distance, which is not uncommon out here, but the howling continued, and as it did, the howling got louder. They were not the sounds of coyotes, they were definitely more wolf-like, and the louder that they became indicated that they were getting closer towards my bushcraft camp. Now when I say they, I'm assuming there may have been more than one, because of how many howls I was hearing, but I was not quite sure. This all happened while I was recording my video. If you by chance figure out who I am, and you watch the correct video at the correct time, you'll know what I'm talking about. So fast forward to that evening. I finished the roof up with this shelter. I'm plastering everything down on the side walls with wet mud for better insulation. Later on in that day, I finish everything up, and I'm a mess. There's a nearby stream, probably a good 5-minute walk from the location that I was building at. I wanted to go down there and clean myself up as my arms and hands were just pure mud, and there was no way that I was going to cook that night and even try to work with the camera, being as dirty as I was. So I leave my camera over at the shelter that I was working on. I walk over towards the creek. About 5 minutes later, like I mentioned, I kneeled down and I start washing my hands and arms off in the creek, not trying to get too much more dirty than I already was. Once I was finished, I stepped away from the creek and was just about to start walking back in the direction of the shelter, is when I casually looked down and saw some prints in the mud near the creek line. Right off the bat, I knew that they were wolf prints, just judging by the shape of everything on it. I've been doing this for a long time, so I know a wolf's print when I see it. But these couple of prints that I found were still way off. What was off about these prints were the sizes. They were big. Bigger than any wolf's prints I have ever seen in person. At first, I only found a couple of these tracks. But as I continued down the waterway, I picked up some more. They were the same size, the same shape. It was the same creature. I narrowed it down to just one. Following it, it led northeast away from the water, heading in the direction towards my camp. As it did, though, the paw prints changed. The first red flag is the size of these prints. They were huge. They were larger than my hand with my fingers spread out. This thing was large. It was no ordinary wolf, either. Second red flag. The prints changed. They went from walking on fours to walking on twos, which I had to go back and double check, but it was correct. Whatever this wolf was walking on all fours for a bit, But then, it started walking on two legs, which no canine can do. Totally gave me the spooks. I eventually lost the tracks, but no matter, I went back to my shelter, and I got prepared for that evening's dinner. Definitely more paranoid, I'll say that for sure. Definitely had my guard up for the remainder of that night. I wasn't alone in the woods. I never was. I never have been. But I've never been alone in the woods with something like this. Things like this are only myths and legends. Stuff that people talk about and listen to on YouTube. I never thought in a million years I would ever see tracks like this. But I did. I wrapped up dinner that night. Got everything set up inside the shack. I chopped up a ton of firewood. I wanted to keep that fire blazing throughout the whole night. Not just because it was November and it's cold at night. But because, maybe it'll spook off whatever the hell was out there. Even though deep down inside, I surely doubted it. Judging by the size of the paw prints, this thing was huge. Those prints were way too close to the shelter I had made. Too close for comfort. I didn't sleep much that night, but eventually I did doze off. When I awoke in the morning, I was freaked out. How did I let myself go to sleep like that? But nonetheless, everything was in its perfect order when I exited the shelter. I took a quick glance around on the ground. That's when the hair stood up on end on my body. And I mean, all over my body. There were tons of those paw prints all over the place. Some of the prints were hard to make out due to the hardness of the dirt, but there were still areas around there that were partially wet and you could see those as clear as day. But I think the most frightening thing that I saw outside those prints was the slashing marks on the nearby tree, and they didn't come from any bear. If you read this story, I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that maybe I'll hear it on your YouTube channel one day. That way people can understand nature better and respect it. And always keep your guard up when you're out there alone. And even if you're not alone, still, make sure you bring a weapon.